Month of prayer. I wanted to start this morning with a prayer that somebody once prayed. Went like this: Dear God, so far today I've done all right. I haven't gossiped, haven't lost my temper, haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. I'm very thankful for that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to get out of bed, and from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot of help from you. I don't know if your prayers ever sound like that, but sometimes we pray interesting prayers. So this month is a month of prayer, and we try and focus as much as possible on prayer during this time. We have a lot of different things that we do. The one thing that I always say, and it's maybe just a cliche, I say, I'm just going to wait a moment because there's feedback on this mic. You got it? Sorry, it's worrying me. Oh, is it you? Oh, that one's not off. Oh, that one. One, two. Oh, dear. Oh, no, it wasn't you. Oh, maybe it was. I don't know. Right. But anyway, the cliche is pray more than you've prayed before. And I really challenge folk every time we come to month of prayer to do just a little bit more in the area of prayer. Not to jump to hours of prayer if you've prayed 1 minute a day, but to just increase your time of prayer a little bit. And so we try and give as much opportunity for people to pray more. The one thing that we do is that we put out a prayer guide. The prayer guide said this morning, just in case you didn't get one or if you didn't read it. Pray for the sharing of God's word this morning. If it goes badly here, it's because you didn't pray. It's your own fault. Okay, just a joke. Pray for our resource center and the team that looks after it. That's over there. Pray for Kids Zone, our Sunday school, directed by Kelsey and her team. Pray that God will work in powerful ways in these young lives. So we have that, so at least we're praying all together as a church as we go through this month. Then L10T, every year we do something slightly different. I heard about L10T and I invited Alan to come and share on that. And the first weekend we had some of our leaders go through it. Yesterday and Friday we had a whole lot of folk just who we said, come along and do this. And a whole lot of folk came. We had between 40 and 41, I don't know, that's about 40 people, I don't know. You've got to stay on your toes this morning. Brian's on top form. And so, Alan, I just wanted to say thank you. Alan preached last week, and he was great last week. He was great at L10T. He's a great facilitator, and he's got a great, great heart for folk who don't know Christ. He's the missions guy from St. Andrew's Benoni, and it's obvious why he's got that position, and we felt that passion. We lived it, and you're going to hear about how we lived it in a moment. So thanks. Helping Alan was a whole lot of our folk, but Claire, thank you. You're a blessing to us. Claire's got the most beautiful voice to listen to. She's got a lovely accent. I should have asked you to do the Bible reading this morning because then everybody could have. Anyway, meet Claire to get a bit of blessing from her. So L10T was really awesome. Friday night, theory. Saturday, theory and role play. And then, da-da-da-da, go out. And so we went out into the neighborhood to do L10T. And I asked yesterday if some people would just share about their experience. And a couple of people said yes. And these are not normally the people that come and jump up here. So are you guys ready? Come, Denise. Who have I got? I've got Anhetti. Come, you guys. You can both come. Come, you guys. Come and tell us a little bit about your experience yesterday. This lady's already shaking her head. I'm not sure what that means.
I'm out of my comfort zone. Friday night, we arrived here. We had the theory. I went home. I said to Bob, your, I don't know if this is for me. Anyway, we went to bed, 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and the Lord was hammering me. I said, Lord, no, I cannot go back on Saturday. This is definitely, definitely not me. He put me back to sleep, woke up. Bobby said, you're very restless. I said, yes, I know. I don't want to go. I don't want to go back to church tomorrow. Then there was this commitment. I thought, no, I've made a commitment. I've got to follow through. So we arrived. We did our role plays. We did what this book said. Then came at midday, was step 3. We had to get 3 of us together to pray for a need of somebody in that group. So I looked around and I found Jean Parker. I think she's in the prayer room this morning. And I found Memory. I don't know if Memory's here. Is Memory here? Ah, Memory. And we then sat down in a little huddle. And Memory, Jean and I decided that we were going to pray for Memory. So we were taught to pray to the Holy Spirit to ask him what need Memory needed. And the Lord talks to us through the word, through our heart, through our head, through people. And what happened was all of a sudden in my head came an ah. I thought, no, Lord, what's this ah doing here? No, I'm not making a fool of myself. And he kept on bringing this ah into my head. And I said, Lord, if this is what I must ask Memory, I will ask her. And I said to her, Memory, I've got an eye in my head. And her face just lit up. She said, that's my daughter, Cynthia. She's got major eye problems. And I said, Cynthia, that's what we've got to pray for. We've got to pray for a miracle for healing of Cynthia's eyes. And I ask you all, each and every one of you, to join me and Jean for the next month before Cynthia has to go off to her specialist to have this eye treated, that a miracle will happen. And that's answering the Lord's prayer. But it didn't end there. Unbeknown to everybody that was with me on that course, this morning we were getting ready to come to church. And in step 2, they asked us to put 5 names of either our neighbors or our friends who needed to know the Lord more, to walk with the Lord. And on the top of my book, and I've got proof here to prove, I had my friend, and she's sitting with me at the back. She phoned, and Bob picked up the phone, and she said, Denise, I want to come to church, and I give praise to the Lord. He answered my prayer.
Sorry, I made some notes and I left my glasses in my handbag. So, yeah. Yes, where are you? Yeah. Well, I'd... No, stand here for support. Okay. First of all, the start was on Friday night. And we had a very dynamic presenter. I see him sitting over there. And, it really made us think. at the end of the whole course is actually based on Luke 10. And that's where Jesus sends out his 72 disciples. And on Friday night, we went through each verse. And each person we were in groups, we had to say what this actually meant to us. So we were encouraged to give our own opinions, which is unusual in church. But it was interesting. And then at the end, Alan gave us a task, and he said, we have to find someone, and we have to do a prayer walk. And what really struck me is when Jesus said to his disciples, go and pray peace on the home. And so this was pretty unthreatening, I thought. But I had to find someone to pray with. Now, I get there quite late, sort of thinking, who will come with me? I live with three dogs. That in itself is a miracle because I lost my two dogs. And the whole prayer chain prayed, and I got back three. So now I've got three dogs, but not another person that lives with me. So the morning, about 7:30, I phoned Wendy. I said, Wendy, listen, we've got to be at least there at 8:15, and you've got to come with me, and we've got to go on a prayer walk. Wendy didn't come on Friday night, so I said, I'll tell you about it. Just come here and you can park with me and we'll go together. So we did that. Wendy came. Wendy's wonderful. She always comes. And we went. Now we chose the smallest shopping center and we started with the electricals and we were standing in front of their gate praying, but with our eyes open. And the guy came out and said, are you guys wanting to come in? So Wendy explains, no, we're not wanting to come in. We're just standing here and we're actually praying for you. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses. And what else? We're not Mormons. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses. We're just praying for you. She said, we're just praying dinkum Christians. I don't know what that means. But then we went and we prayed and we found that as we were praying, the peace of Jesus over these places. We prayed for the staff. We prayed for the atmosphere above these shops, the atmosphere in these shops, the heart of the people. We prayed prosperity into those shops, even all the cars. There was a place where they parked all the cars. We prayed for wherever these cars went, that the Lord would go with them, that he would bless them. There were two guys, and the one's bicycle was broken, so that gave me quite an in. And I saw them standing, so they looked young. I said, are you guys still at school? They said, no, they're students. I said, oh, okay, what are they studying? So they told me what they were studying. Alan said, we had to take a gap. If we had a chance, we had to speak to these people. Anyway, listen, I think I'm going on too long. But I can see Brian getting restless. Yeah.
He's ringing the bell.
He's ringing the bell. So anyway, in the end, I prayed for these two. I don't think they appreciated it. I prayed for powers of recall in their studies. And fortunately, the guy fixed his bike and he was able to say, okay, they're going now. And they went off. And then Wendy said there was a guy selling brooms and he had his one eye closed, and I said to him in isiZulu, can we pray for you? And I saw his eye closed. I said, is there something wrong with your eye? He said, no, but I think that was his idea of praying, was closing the one eye. So we prayed for his business. Just this has been so wonderful for me, although it's with great regret that I think of all the places I've worked in most of the townships around here, Umbumbulu, Umlazi. My office was in Umlazi. So I've had so many opportunities to leave the peace of Jesus where I've been. And you know, I didn't. I did pray for the people. I did my best in my job, which was, anyway, I tried my best. But I have got that regret. And one thing that Alan said is that what we really do, the biggest stumbling block for us in this course is that we forget. We forget to do it. Because you all know those good intentions that we have. And it's so easy to just forget. So listen, I'm not going to go into the detail, but I just want to say that for me, this was more a form of being and not of doing. And the being is being in contact with the Holy Spirit. And you practice that. And to be in contact with the Holy Spirit, you need time. You must wait upon him. And he comes. And not hours, but you just have to come to that point. And sometimes, I think they gave us 10 seconds to wait on the Holy Spirit. And it's all it takes. It's just to be still and wait. And he comes. And that can become a lifestyle. That wherever we go, we can leave the peace of Jesus. We don't have to make a big song and dance about it. We can just pray for them as we walk past them. As you drive somewhere. As the taxi passes you. The peace of Jesus on them. Forgetting a bit about ourselves and our own problems and focusing on the Lord and who he is. We went out, but I'm not going to go into detail and just say that this was really something that have touched my heart. And it is non-threatening because it starts at a level where all you do is to just listen and pray. And then it grows from there into a more interactive level. But thank you for giving me a chance to speak. I think that's enough.
No, that's a mine. So, Alan, just in your book, maybe to add in another point, take advantage of the captive audience. While they're busy changing their bicycle wheel, they can't get away. You can pray for them, so look for that moment. We went to Mug and Bean on our practical exercise time, and it's to pray a blessing over somebody. We didn't go with the intention of converting the whole of Mug and Bean, but just to pray a blessing. So we got to Mug and Bean, and our waiter came over, and I noticed his name, Gaddafi. And I thought, oh, that's an unusual name. Came back again to take our orders, and I said, he came back again, we put in our orders, then he came back with our orders, and I thought, okay, this is the moment to pray the blessing. So I said, oh, that's an interesting name. How did you get the name? Now, his father was a politician and loved Gaddafi. And so he got the name Gaddafi. And as he says this, he also says, and I'm a Muslim. We'd not given any indication that we were Christians. Not that we were going to pray with this man, but it just came out. And so my blood pressure and heart rate increased ever so slightly because I thought, wow, Lord, I don't know if I've ever prayed for a Muslim before. And now I'm going to do it in Mug and Bean. So I said to him, well, what can we pray for you? We want to pray for you. What can we pray for you? And then Lana reminded me to ask, what miracle do you want in your life? So we said, what miracle do you want in your life? And he said, I really want a better job. And he didn't say, no, don't pray for me or who are you praying to. He just said, yeah, I just want a better job. And so we prayed for what we were going to drink there, and then I prayed for him. And he said, thank you very much. That was our experience. Yeah, so unfortunately, if you didn't get L10T this weekend, you got to wait till next year. No, we'll do something a little bit later, don't worry. The other thing that we try and do here at Month of Prayer is Boiler Room. We set up an area that's specifically about prayer. It's got a lot of stuff that will stimulate prayer in an area, normally that hall over there. And we ask you to sign up, take an hour over a week. We have the Boiler Room running. And so look on that board. It says Boiler Room sign up sheets. Put your name down for an hour. Come and experience prayer for an hour. It'll change your life. My sermon. I think that clock's wrong. It says it's late. But I feel no pressure. Just pray the blessing of the Lord upon you this morning for perseverance and patience. Get to the point. I got it. Why is prayer important? Real quickly, on the front of your bulletin, you'll see there's a scripture there, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Prayer is important because Paul is telling us that everything, all that we do, every moment, we commit everything to the Lord in prayer. We don't wait. We don't go, I'm going to pray later, or prayer is not something I have to pray into this situation. The moment we feel something, we pray. And I think that was impressed upon us this weekend, that prayer isn't a separate moment thing, but it's a thing that we can step into all the time. And my topic this morning is three prayers you have to pray. Now, I know when you hear that have to, you're like, oh, don't force me. But it's critical that as Christians we take prayer seriously. And I want to give you three prayers. There's more. But these three, I thought, I want to hone in on these three this morning. So the first thing then is prayer for forgiveness. Jesus tells this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven. He beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than other, went home justified before God. All those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. How should you pray when you know you've been doing something wrong? We pray this kind of prayer. We come to God in a humble fashion and we say, Lord, forgive me. There's a comparison between two people here in this parable, the Pharisee and the tax collector. It's a very simple parable to understand. It's not difficult. But there's a bit of a challenge. It's simple because we know that we shouldn't be proud. We know that we shouldn't pray like this. We don't want to be like this person. We know that we come humbly. We know that we just pray a simple prayer saying, Lord, forgive me. The challenge about this is that the minute we say we don't want to be like the Pharisee, don't we sound like the Pharisee? Oh, goodness gracious. So we can't kind of come to this parable like that. The important thing, though, for me is that we say, God, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me. We need to come to a place where we accept that God is the one that wants to forgive us. He wants to journey with us in life. And there's places in our life where this is a very important prayer. Very important. I remember the first time I prayed a prayer like this. A load lifted off my shoulders. And then at places in my life, I have to go back to God and say, have mercy on me. I'm not worthy. I want to be part of your family again. I want to be close to you, Lord. I've stepped out of your favor. Sorry, Lord. It's important that we have that kind of attitude. We need to pray prayer of forgiveness. How do we... Does my prayer have to be long and involved? So long and involved prayers impress who? Everybody else. Do they impress God? Most probably not. Matthew said this in the book of Matthew. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. I do a whole lot of children's ministry. And one of the things I sometimes do is I have children sit in a circle and hold hands at prayer time. And I'll say, I'm going to pray a prayer. When I squeeze your hand, you pray. When you're finished, you squeeze the next person's hand and they know it's their turn to pray. We're all going to get a chance to pray. But if you don't know what to pray, if you're scared to pray, if you don't want to pray anything, just say, thank you, Jesus. That's all I say. And so we have earnest big prayers and then thank you, Jesus. Squeeze, squeeze, thank you, Jesus. Squeeze, thank you, Jesus. And we don't have to have these massive big prayers. Often massive big prayers are what scare people. You know, we think, I can't pray because I can't pray like that. Do I have to use all of those fancy words? No. We can pray very, very simply. I said, pray more than you've prayed before. That's my chant, my thing over the month of prayer. Do you know that John Wesley prayed 2 hours every day? Whew! Are you ready, church? You know what? That kind of story doesn't motivate me. I must be totally honest. I just think I cannot fit 2 hours into my day. It actually causes me to feel a little bit like I'm in treacle. And so I don't want that to be the call now, to say you have to get up at 4 o'clock, pray till six, and then every other moment that you think of something, pray about it. It doesn't help me. I don't know if it's going to help us. But what I want to say is just pray a little bit more. Just spend a moment more. If you pray for 1 minute, pray for 2 minutes. Oh, sorry, that's a big increase. Hey, okay. If you pray for 1 minute, pray for 1 minute 10. If you pray once a week, pray twice a week. Just increase your prayer life a little bit, and you'll experience God a whole lot more. How do I approach God in prayer? The tax collector came humbly. He stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me. How do we approach God? We do not come flippantly into his presence, shouting and screaming. We wait patiently and humbly. We just say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Work again in my life. Forgive me, Lord. Help me to be close to you again. Speak through your word. Simple, short prayers, humble hearts. The second thing then that I believe is important that we pray is to forgive others in prayer. Forgive others in prayer. Stephen was the very first martyr. And we read about how he died in the book of Acts. Acts 7, 54 to 60. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears and yelled at the top of their voices. They all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. When they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen's being stoned and he prays for the people that are stoning him. He wasn't a nominal Christian. He didn't just come to church at Christmas and Easter time. He was here all the time. He was at the foot of the cross. He was there with Jesus Christ. He was following. He was committed. He died because of his incredible commitment to the message of Jesus Christ. And what happens as he's being stoned? He's not acting in anger and hatred. He's praying for these people. Jesus tells us a similar thing. He's on the cross. He says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Prayers that we battle to pray. I doubt very much that we are going to be stoned for our faith. It's going to happen to very few people that are sitting here. But there are people that have wronged us. And do we take moments to say, Lord, I forgive that person. And do it in prayer. Pray, bless this person as I forgive them, Lord. It's very tough for us to do that because we live in a society where we are told to get our pound of flesh. It's an eye for an eye. Get what you deserve. Lord, do not hold the sin against them. Our prayers may sound something like this. Lord, I forgive the leaders of our country and pray that they will lead from a place of integrity and love. Lord, I forgive the bully at school. Help him to find love and acceptance. Lord, I forgive the doctor that did not treat my illness correctly. And then I pray that he will find healing in your name. Lord, I forgive my ex-husband for the way he treated me. I pray that healing will flow in his life. This is such a different approach to how we should pray for people. We're called in a couple of places to pray for those who are enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies. This is a challenge between our head and our hearts, I believe. We know what we should be doing in our heads, but sometimes that doesn't make its way down to our hearts. We know what Christ said. Love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. But sometimes our hearts just don't respond as we should. And so the challenge for me this morning is that we pray forgiveness over other people. Maybe there's somebody right here that you need to pray forgiveness over. That you need to release them in prayer. And ask God to bless them. The Lord's Prayer that we know so well. Forgive us our debts as we forgive them. Forgiven our debtors. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our wrongdoings. As we forgive them that have sinned against us, that have done us wrong. We pray that. We know that prayer so well. It's up here. It needs to be here as well. It has to be here. Christ forgave us. We need to forgive others. So, pray prayers of forgiveness. Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. Pray forgiveness over others, as hard as that may be. You know, as we pray prayers of forgiveness over others, our attitude changes. We change. And we invite God to change the other person. Sometimes we think the hatred that we had will change them. But really, God can only do it in some instances. Some people's lives, we cannot see how they could ever change. And so as we go to God and say, Lord, forgive that person. I forgive them. Bless them, Lord. Something changes in us. And we ask God to do something in their lives. And then pray for God's blessing over others. This is what we heard over and over while we were doing L10T. And that's what we did. That's all we were called to do. Pray a blessing. Listen to this blessing that Paul writes to the Christians at the church at Ephesus. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. What a beautiful prayer for somebody else. We often pray just for us. We need to pray blessings on other people. So who do we pray? Well, we've got the prayer guide. I mentioned that already. A whole lot of people are listed in this. If you have a Connect book, if you're getting yours today, work through the Connect book. There's photographs of people. It's easy to see who you're praying for. Pray for 4 or 5 people a day. Pray for one person a day. But pray for other people. Pray a blessing. Then pray for those, and that's just for the people that are well. Pray for those that are not well. Who do we need to pray for? We need to pray for Brian, for Derek, for Tash, for Candy, for Val, Cully, Terrence, Delise, Louise. So many people that Mervyn, that we just need to say, Lord, come, bless these people, rest upon these people, bring your love and your grace into their lives and their hearts. Is there a shortage? No, of course not. Everybody needs to be blessed by God. So we've prayed that at L10T, and then that service just after Christmas time, that every year we do that, where we go out and we give people some food, and we pray a blessing on them. It doesn't have to stop there. And what you heard about L10T and all those L10T people, it doesn't have to stop with yesterday. We need to carry on praying a blessing. If we pray that God would forgive us, then we need to live as people who are forgiven. If we pray forgiveness over others, then we need to live as if we have forgiven others. If we pray God's blessing over others, then we need to be people of blessing. A couple of questions as I close. Have you prayed that God would forgive the sin in your life? God, have mercy on me. Are you humbly approaching God, seeking after Him? Are you praying forgiveness over others? Nobody can sit here and say, there's nobody I need to pray for forgiveness into their lives. We live in a world where we get hurt. Are you praying God's blessing over others? So we're going to move from here to the table, to communion. And what I'd like you to do, we've got a song to sing. I have so many instructions. Song to sing. The first couple of times we hear the words, just the couple of people are going to sing it, and there'll be scripture on the screen. So you don't have to stand. Just whatever you want to do, just worship the Lord and prepare your hearts for the table. While we're doing communion, then do these things. Lord, have mercy on me. It's a quiet time. It's a time when we can reflect and contemplate. Pray for somebody who you need to forgive. If you need to get up and pray for somebody, do it. If you want to pray a blessing over somebody, if God is prompting you now, then do that. Get up and do it. Or just sit where you are. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I forgive that person. Lord, I bless that person. Just take this time. There's a bit of time when we sit and just wait on the Lord. Use it to do some of these things that I've been speaking about. So let me invite the team up as I pray. Almighty God, thank you that you lead us into places of prayer, that you call us to be people of prayer, and that when we pray, you hear, Lord. We do not pray to a God who is inactive, but we pray to Almighty God, the one who rules and reigns in victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the honor and the blessing of prayer. Help us now to pray for the stuff that's wrong in our lives. Help us to pray prayers of forgiveness, and help us to pray prayers of blessing. In your name we pray. Amen.